Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Patrick administration has quietly altered a 23-year moratorium on the building of new waste incinerators in the state, and the move is drawing fire from environmentalists and activists who say it's against the public's interest. WBUR's Fred Bever reports.
On its website, the state has released a new 10-year solid waste master plan. It deals with everything from household waste to demolition debris to recyclables. One provision? To modify the decades-old ban on new facilities that burn waste. Department of Environmental Protection Commissioner Kenneth Kimmel says the goal is to develop high-tech facilities that turn waste into gas that can then be burned to create electricity.
You're promoting innovative new technologies and you can prove that they perform better than conventional incinerators, we are going to allow people to at least come to the table and make that demonstration.
Kimmel says the state is not technically lifting the moratorium because the gasification technology avoids directly burning the waste. But environmental and public interest groups are calling the administration's action a breach of faith. MassPerg's Janet Dominitz says state officials ignored public opposition to lifting the moratorium, including some 14,000 comments urging its continuance.
The people who incinerate are going to come out of the woodwork now because what the governor and the administration are saying, we're open for business for more burning, so who knows where they'll pop up.
Dominitz and other members of a coalition called Don't Waste Massachusetts say the new rule would hamper efforts to improve recycling rates in the state by diverting recyclables to combustion plants. But the DEP's Kenneth Kimmel says most recyclables would be barred from the facilities, which would instead rely on waste that's hard to reuse.
There are certain plastics that are not recyclable. There are certain paper products that are not recyclable. There's cardboard that might have food waste on it, so that renders it not capable of being recycled.
Some 350,000 tons of it, Kimmel says. And there is some support for the new plan, from Taunton, where a waste gasification project is on the table, and from the Massachusetts Municipal Association, which calls the plan a modest effort to help address the shrinking availability of landfill space in the state. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Bever.